Inland Revenue is going to tax people paid in cryptocurrencies.
Who would have thought? Inland Revenue chasing money from people.
Yeah.
Obviously, they're seeing the trend for the future. It's possibly the first official recognition of cryptocurrencies in this country. It clearly doesn't want to miss out on a possible stream of income. Some conditions, the basic one being that the digital dollar has to be pegged to and convertible into a national currency. Excuse me, such as the New Zealand dollar. A tax partner at the business advisory firm Deloitte Ian Fay says IRD's decision confirms the growth of cryptocurrencies can't be ignored.
It's an acknowledgement that, yes, certain employers have been and will want to do this, and in certain sectors it will be more common. The challenge when these new forms of remuneration and payments have come into common use or more common uses is employers and others trying to work out how on earth they should deal with them for tax purposes. So I think what's pleasing here is this provides certainty.
And we'll hear more from Deloitte's Ian Fay a little later in the programme.
Now, the robots are coming, this we know, this we are told, but apparently humans still have plenty of value in the workplace, Giles.
It's nice to know, isn't it?
Andy Hines
is a futurist. That's somebody who looks at, studies, consults on the future. Although I'd like to think that most of us are in one way or another. He says governments and citizens need to help set the direction of artificial intelligence and automation. He says it shouldn't just be left to companies or else it may result in mass layoffs. But Mr. Hines does acknowledge that workers need to control their own destiny.
Don't be a meat bot. And that by that it means, you know, the following procedures, policies, rules. That's what computers are good at doing. What people can bring to the future of work is the unique aspects of us, personal service, creativity, innovation. And those kinds of skills and attributes are things that right now, at least, the machines can't do.
And we have more discussion about meat bots.
Don't be a meat bot, Giles.
Don't be a meat bot, Susie. We'll hear from Andy Hines at around 10 to 7.
Downsy on Wall Street.
Ugly day on Wall Street. The yield curve has become inverted. Sounds painful, and in the financial sense, it could well be. Short-term rates are higher than long-term rates. It's taken as a possible sign of recession. So having rushed in to buy yesterday, the investors have decided to reverse direction and they're rushing for the exits again. Dow Jones Industrial Average currently down 650 points. Was at one stage down more than 700. It's about 2.5%. The other main indices down by about the same level. Our own top 50 index down 5 points yesterday, 10,850. And the New Zealand dollar, 64.3 US cents and 95.2 Australian. All the news and the numbers updated for you around 10 to 7.